Episode 67 of the Fairest Podcast of them all. Thanksgiving is fast approaching, so this week's episode is about what to be thankful for this year. I did one of these in the past, and I kind of focused on the little things, being thankful for time. But now I've got something really specific that I am very thankful for this year, and I believe you all should be as well. And that is the concept of mentors. It's something that has greatly impacted me within the last year, last 3 to 4 years, you know, my college experience. But it's really hit home the last year and the last few months. Without mentors, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have near the sheer amount of success that I've had so far. I probably wouldn't even be the same person. I'm not to say that mentors determine who you will be. You definitely take a lot of that into your own hands with your own actions, but they can definitely mold, guide, and kind of help shape you to maybe who you should be, to bring out the best version of yourself. With that being said, I found a little video that I came across while I was doing some research this week, and I'm going to sum it up for you. There was 3 big takeaways that I got right from the beginning of the video. And those 3 things are, first, if you want to be successful in life, you have to change your mindset. Mindset is absolutely key, and it is crucial to success. You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You know, we can always want, but unless we go out there and do, and that's tied into a quote that I've brought up in the past on multiple episodes about being the man in the arena, going out there and getting the job done. Being poor, hungry, and driven, and just getting stuff done. PhD in GSD. If you haven't listened to that previous episode, go check it out. It ties in very well when it comes to mindset. You don't get what you want. You basically get what you are. You get what you do. And mentors have taught me that throughout my life. You know, nobody gets better by riding the bench. So that was a big takeaway that I got. And this video is how winners need mentors as well. Sometimes we think that, you know, only people who, you know, are kind of low or they're not where they need to be, they need help, need mentors. No, winners need mentors too. And that was another big takeaway I had here. The second big takeaway that I kind of got from the video I found very interesting was that you should practice OQP. Now, I didn't know what OQP was, but what OQP is only quality people. You should only surround yourself with quality friends, quality family, only quality people. And the reason that is, there's studies out there that show that you kind of are who you hang around with. And it's really interesting when it comes to the professional world. It says that you make within $2,000 to $3,000 of your friends. So if you're only hanging around, we'll say broke people, that doesn't mean they're not successful, but if you're hanging around people who have no money, then it's likely that you won't either. And I found that very interesting and kind of eye-opening, and it really talks about networking. When it ties into mentoring, it's finding people to help you connect with the right people. Because one major thing in life, and I've always heard this, but I didn't really feel it until recently, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's why I'm very thankful for mentors this year, for this Thanksgiving, because I've been able to obtain a full-time job, not because of what I know, but because of who I know. I've been able to network and sell myself. I mean, there are some things that obviously help me attain the job that I do know, but it starts with connecting and hanging around quality people. So that was another big takeaway. The third and final takeaway that I got from this video was that you need to live a life that will build a legacy. And in order to do that, you need to constantly be pushing and striving for success, not only professionally, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever you believe in. If you have a mindset that is a heart-centered life that allows you to build a legacy and leave behind and look back knowing that you gave your all and did everything you could, you'll live with no regrets. That's kind of how I sum up the third section. Really having no regrets, getting out of your comfort zone, and pushing for success. And it mentions that if you fail, because you will fail multiple times while striving for success, it says, get knocked down and land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up and see what's ahead. And I thought that was very impactful. And these things are things that I've heard from mentors before, but I didn't really fully grasp or understand kind of the concept. It's one of those things, until you live it, you don't understand it. And I'm currently in that process. And I'm so thankful that I have had this knowledge passed down to me. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to kind of start to grasp what was truly meant. So like I said, this episode is really about mentors. So I've got a thing here of why mentors is important. And we can talk on and on about mentors in this. But first, we got to have some basic foundation of what am I thankful for this year? You know, I'm thankful for a mentor, but what is a mentor? A mentor is someone who acts as an advisor to a less experienced individual known as the mentee. Typically, individuals seek mentors who work in kind of the same or desired field. The mentor helps this individual grow and develop as a professional, often offering advice based on more advanced knowledge or experience. Mentorship relationships can be built through networking, personal connections, or formal mentorship programs. Now, something I want to take away here, it doesn't really mention this. This is off of Indeed. It doesn't mention this here, but a mentor doesn't necessarily have to be in work or the desired field. It can be a coach. It can be a teacher. It can be a friend. It does mention personal connection, but it doesn't have to involve work. And I've had many mentors throughout my life that didn't necessarily have the same job that I wanted to have when I grew up, but they were people that I aspired to be like. So there's 12 reasons why a mentor is important, and I believe that mentors help make you who you are, and I'm thankful for who I am as well. So mentors support growth. Mentors encourage and enable, you know, another person's professional or personal development, and a mentor can help focus their efforts by help setting goals, giving feedback, and really providing constructive criticism. And I hate constructive criticism, but to this aspect, it's not necessarily, oh, well, you suck. Here's what you can do. It's more of like, hey, let's talk through why you did what you did. Let's see if we can understand and maybe make our actions more intentional. You know, mentors serve as a source of knowledge, their past experience they can provide, their tips and tricks that they can pass down to you. We already mentioned this a little bit, but they can help set goals. You know, they can do SMART goals, effective goal setting, being specific, achievable, relevant, time-based goals that can help the mentee become what they want to become or achieve what they want to achieve. Mentors maintain accountability. They provide a sense of having somebody watching over you. Now, sometimes that can be a bad thing, but they can help you track progress. They can help you stay focused towards completing your goals. It really ensures that the mentee doesn't forget about the goals they've had set. So it's not always a, oh, I'm watching right over your shoulder every move. It's a, hey, I'm going to just check in on you, make sure you're doing what you said you wanted to do and being the best version of yourself. Mentors also provide that encouragement. You know, in today's day and age, encouragement isn't something that is always out there. You know, people aren't going up and telling you what a great job you did, even if you did the best job in the world. And you can't always just be seeking that. But having a mentor knows that somebody will always be proud of you and they will be there for you and provide that encouragement. Mentors will also help you make connections. Not only will you be able to establish a deep connection with your mentor, you're going to be able to establish connections with their acquaintances and people they know, the higher ups on the ladder. To make those connections so you can always be networking and working your way up the ladder. Mentors are also always willing to listen, or at least they should be. That is what makes a good mentor, in my opinion. Mentors serve as a trusted ally, somebody you can confide in and provide, get guidance from. Honest guidance is honestly a key there. And mentors can offer constructive feedback. We talked about that. They can provide guidelines. They have relevant experience. And the big kicker here is mentors are a free resource. There are thousands of self-help books out there on how to be successful. You can find articles on the internet on what to do in order to achieve my goals. You can pay for a professional coach, a wellness coach, or whatever resource you want to have, but mentors are free. They are an amazing gift, and I am encouraging you, if you don't have a mentor, go find one. And if you are already super successful, you're nearing the end of your career, you're ready to wrap things up, I challenge you to be a mentor. Be able to pass on your knowledge. Help somebody set goals. Help somebody the way somebody helped you in the past. Because I guarantee, whether you realize it or not, you've had a mentor. Everybody has had a mentor in some facet of their life. And I believe we should all be thankful and grateful for the mentors we've had. Because like I said, I can attest to this all day, every day, until I'm blue in the face. I would not be where I am and who I am without the mentors that have guided me through this crazy journey called life. They've made me a better person. They've made me more knowledgeable in certain areas. They've challenged me. They've held me accountable. They've helped me stay focused. They've helped me refine my raw talent and abilities that I've had and turn them into intentional skill to be successful. And I'm thankful. Like I said, first off, I'm thankful for those talents and abilities that I've had, but I'm thankful for the way they've been able to be shaped into something successful from hard work and the help of mentors. We've got a little shorter episode this week because it's pretty simple. It's a simple concept. In life, things usually aren't just falling from the sky given to you. You have to put in the work and get them. And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes the journey's long, the journey's hard, and it sucks. But more often than not, there is someone, somewhere, some way has helped you become who you are. We've all got a mentor. We've all had somebody take a little bit of time out of their day, show a little grace on us and help us, even though they had no reason to. Helped refine our skills and turn us into who we are. And we should always be thankful for that. That wraps up episode 67, my Thanksgiving episode of what I'm thankful for this week. And again, just a recap, thankful for those mentors out there and all of the impacts they've had on my life and the life of people I know. Until next time, you know, like, share, subscribe like you always do. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your pets. They can listen to it. Doesn't matter, but you got to continue to show the support because, of course, I'm thankful for that as well. Until next time, enjoy Thanksgiving. Spend time with friends, family, or even yourself if you need a debrief from all the hustle bustle of society. But find something to be thankful for. Reach out, thank a mentor, or become one yourself.